Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, bright and early in Los Angeles. I know they've had their breakfast in Pittsburgh. It's the Eternal Bun Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, alongside Ralph Williams, that other guy down in Miami, man. I'm glad he's back in here today. He's been on assignment. Avi Greenwald, 347-205-9631. Show goes by quick. Catch the archive version of blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms. Wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, I go right over to my sidekick in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams. The threes, Ralph, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? You got a great sponsor. Get that thing over to Avi down there in South Florida, and I'll be back with you guys in about 15 as I stand here and man the boards, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Good morning, by the way. And you can reach me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Also on YouTube as well. I have my own YouTube channel where you can tune in, ralphwilliams/RW Media. I want to talk a little bit about my sponsor, Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio, grain, hay, beef. I need you need to get up to Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. They have some of the best beef packages and some of the best beef around in the area. They have some great package deals. Get a hold of them today, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. They answer the phone all the time. Email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and then Hillcrest Farm on Facebook. Now, today, after I'm done with the show, later on, my wife and my mom and I are going to take a nice little trip to Hillcrest Farm and get one of their beef deals. So why don't you give them a call today, again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. I want to talk about my new studio sponsor, First Line Consultants. Now, next Friday, I am personally going to First Line Consultants. They're here in Pittsburgh, and I'm going to go to their office because they want to show me the new website that I have asked them to develop for me. And they can develop you a website. All you need to do is get on their website at First Line Consultants, go to their Facebook page. They will direct you as to how you can get a website done for you at a minimal price per month. And I tell you what, this price is so good, it'll knock your socks off. Please go get a hold of First Line Consultants. They are a brand new studio sponsor here with RW Media / Amped Up Sports. Also, I want to talk about DJ Fun. Call DJ Fun today. I urge you, please. Dates are going quickly. Graduation parties, weddings, special events. Call DJ Fun today. Stop calling these guys that have been DJing for 6 months. I have a small little story for you. I spoke to DJ Fun. He just recently received a request for a DJ, and when he went to call the lady said she spoke to two other DJs. They wanted one wanted a bundle of money, and the other one wanted another bundle. So, and they've only been in the business a year. So call DJ Fun today, please. 15 years of experience, 412-545-4317. And our last sponsor of the day is Draft 412. Get on their website today. The baseball draft's coming up. The hockey draft's coming up. You want the comprehensive information you need in order to, that you think, who you think. Maybe you might decide to go to the sports book and place some kind of a bet on something, and you want to make sure that there's the proper athletes. You want to make sure that your team is getting the proper athletes or find out who they're going to draft. So get on Draft 412's website today. They have low monthly rates for subscription. Draft 412. All right, Avi, it's all yours.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. I know it's been a while, but I'm excited to be back on the show. If anyone wants to reach out to me, you can obviously find me on Facebook at Avi Greenwald. You can email me at greenwaldavl@gmail.com. And also, if you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at Greenwald_Avi. And that's probably the best way to reach out. So I'm looking forward to the show. Excited to be with you guys.
All right, Avi. I've got some bums I want to talk about. Most of my bums are in the NFL. And over the years, you and I both know There have been a bunch of them. So, Avi, I want to start off with you first. You come up with a bum, and then I'll come up with a bum.
Sure. How about this one? I'd like to come up with Todd Marinovic, the Robo QB. Was highly touted as a young kid. You know, obviously started strength and condition training about the ninth of the year, the age of 9 years old. And everybody thought he was going to be something, you know, something real special. Ended up going to USC. But as we all know, the guy ran into some drug problems and in his last game and, you know, down there. And ended up going to the Oakland Raiders. Didn't really, you know, didn't really pan out. Struggled with a lot of drug use and a lot of problems, personal problems. But I think that was a big bust. I think people were really looking forward to that one. And, you know, he just ended up kind of flopping out. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I got one for you. And listen to this one, Avi. This guy is now working for the USFL as a color commentator. I was watching the Maulers game last week, and he was the color commentator on the Maulers game. Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is now a color analyst for the USFL, and he's a bum. He's been around a three or four different teams in the NFL. He came out as a highly talented rookie, and he never made it. What do you think of Colt McCoy?
Well, I don't know if I'd rate Colt as such a bum. You know, the guy has been in the NFL for quite some time. Sure, he's been around from team to team, but he actually has had to step in the starting role as a backup a few times, and it didn't look so bad. You know, I obviously would say, you know, there was definitely more high expectations for him, you know, coming out of, what was it, Texas, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he had high hopes. You know, I still remember that game against Ndamukong Suh. Obviously, to me, it was special because that game was going to have the Cincinnati Bearcats in the national championship if Texas had lost that game. But Colt McCoy ends up getting in the field goal position and gets his team to win the ball game. So, but, you know, Colt McCoy obviously had way more high expectations for him throughout his career. But, you know, I can definitely consider him probably a bum for sure.
We have 104 people listening. Thank you for listening this morning, getting up and listening to the show this morning bright and early. Coming up later on, we have Dr. Greg Roscoe, who is also from the Pittsburgh, greater Pittsburgh area. He has a doctor's office up in Dubois, and he will be on at 10:30. So why don't you tune in to Dr. Roscoe, because he has some great stuff for you as well. All right, my next bum, and I said this a few shows ago you were on, but I'm not going to mention his name again. We're going to go into another bum. How about Rex Grossman? Avi, what do you think of Rex Grossman?
Rex Grossman, obviously highly touted quarterback out of Florida, he ends up getting drafted by the Chicago Bears. You know, I think he's a little bit overlooked as a bum, you know, because he did actually take the Chicago Bears to the Super Bowl, but obviously the Bears were led by their extremely great defense and then Brian Urlacher. I would probably expect that got them there. Obviously, they went up against the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning in that Super Bowl down there in Miami. But, Rex Grossman didn't really pan out to what we thought. But, you know, his high moment was that Super Bowl that he led the Bears to. But actually, he had a great career at Florida. I definitely agree with you. Rex Grossman was quite a bum. Absolutely. I got one for you. What do you think about Matt Leinart?
Okay, good, Avi.
Matt Leinart?
Yeah.
You know, he could be considered one of the best quarterbacks in college. I wouldn't say, you know, not my list is one of the best, but he could be. It argues he had, you know, one of the best careers in college. And when he came into the NFL drafted by the Cardinals, he was just obliterate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he really didn't do that great. You know what, if there's I don't know if it's a curse or not, Avi, but some of these USC quarterbacks just don't seem to cut the bacon here. You know, you have Barkley, That one kid that was out of USC, he hasn't cut the bacon. Matt Leiner, there's been a few over the years. What do you think of USC quarterbacks?
Like I said, I think the only quarterback that I've seen that actually, you know, let's include Sam Darnold in that conversation. But I'm going to tell you what, I believe the best quarterback that came out of all those USC quarterbacks that actually had a decent career would probably be Carson Palmer. The other guys, not so much.
Yeah, Carson Palmer. Yeah, you're right. But the sad part about Carson Palmer was at the time he was with the Bengals and they just didn't get to a Super Bowl or anything like that. I would have loved to have seen him end his career at least in the Super Bowl. He did pretty well down in Arizona with Bruce Arians, I thought. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he did. No, he actually did. It was a nice little rebound in his career. Got them back there, you know, almost won themselves another Super Bowl with Larry. But, you know, I definitely think his best days were in Cincinnati. I think he had a really good team that year. I want to say that I can't remember the exact year, but it was the year that Pittsburgh actually injured him. He got injured in the playoffs and ended their run that season, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember that. That was, Timo von Ohausen who injured him. I remember that game now. All right, here, I got
another
good
big
one.
Bump. Go for it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Todd Marinovich.
Yeah, well, actually, we had already spoke about that earlier. Remember, that was the first one we talked about. But, good old Robo.
Todd Marinovich.
Good old Robo.
He's now
QB,
living in
huh?
Hawaii. Sorry?
He's been trending, actually, lately on social media right now. From what I hear, people are pretty interested in seeing what's going on with him right now, especially with all this hype about the young kid they're calling Baby Gronk. I don't know if you're if you're familiar with that.
That's interesting. Go ahead, Aubrey. You have one?
Brian Bosworth.
Oh my gosh, what a bum! Oh, he came out of college.
This guy was. Came out of college, you know, he obviously had the steroid issues going on. But, you know, this guy was the one of the only guys to ever win the Butkus Award more than once in college. I mean, this guy was supposed to be the best of the best coming out. And it looks like his number one highlight is the highlight where Bo Jackson takes him out. So, I mean, that guy is definitely considered a bum.
But he had a good movie career. Obviously, he was in some movies, and some of the ones he was in wasn't all that great either. But you know, he was
good
in
movie
some
career.
The Longest Yard. The Longest Yard.
Oh yeah,
the reboot. Yeah. All right.
That's right. The reboot.
We have Aubie. We have 213 listeners this morning. And the majority of them are coming from four area codes, and I really appreciate you guys. 617, and here in the Pittsburgh area, 412. Wow, 914 and 858. And I want to let you know too, Aubie, that next Tuesday, June 20th, 5 to 6 p.m., myself and Smoke and Jim Frazier will be debuting our new radio show on Beaver County Radio. I just signed a contract on Tuesday, and we're going to be ready to go. Of course, you are always invited on the show. We're going to try to have you on as well. But we debut on June 20th, 5 to 6 p.m., Beaver County Radio. Folks, don't sweat it, because I had some people tell me that, you know, they couldn't watch us on live on Facebook because we're going to be on Beaver County Radio's Facebook page. But what you can do is you can get on Beaver County Radio's website, and you can also get on, download their app, and you can listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it in the car. Please don't drive while you're listening, or if you do listen while you're driving, please pay attention to the road. But like I said, you know, so that'll be that. It's 255 people now we're up to. Aubie, it's a great show this morning, and it's great to have you on as a guest. All right, my next bomb is going to be Andre Ware. He was a Heisman Trophy winner too. What do you think of him, Aubie?
Are we talking former Lions quarterback?
Yeah.
Another Heisman hopeful. Another NFL bust. Absolutely. You know, I think he was highly touted as well coming in, and You know what? The Lions were just plagued for a long time. They had so many good draft picks that come in, or so many picks that were highly touted that they had their eyes on, just flopped. I mean, Charlie Rogers, right? Another bum.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
I hate to say it, but I think he got stuck behind a bad offensive line. I love this guy to death. I've had the privilege at the draft party I was in here in Pittsburgh to meet him. But I don't think he's a bum. He was a great backup quarterback here. Charlie Batch just didn't make it with the Lions. He got drafted pretty high. And,
for a while for the Steelers.
Yes, he was. Yes, and a good backup. I mean, he really, when you needed him, he was there. Big play, Charlie. I mean, and now he's a color analyst for the Steelers, and he does ambassador work for the Steelers as well. Fell into some money issues over the years. I hear he had some bad real estate deals and investments. I know a bunch of athletes, the late Mike Webster being one of them. I was once his former cab driver, and he told me some stories about how he made some bad investments. A lot of these athletes, Avi, they make bad investments, and sometimes things get a little hectic with their financial situation. But I hear now, from what I understand, he's back in back on the straight level with his finances. Dermonte Dawson, another former Steeler who was a center, invested in a bunch of laundromats or something in Kentucky, and something happened with him. He had a big thing with a real estate investor. So, I mean, there's just a lot of people who, athletes who get involved. Some of them, like you said, they get on drugs, they get into alcohol, they lose all their money. And, a lot of athletes now, I think a bunch of them are now starting to learn how to bank their money. What do you think?
Sure, and I agree. You know, another example of, superstars that lost millions in bad investments. Obviously, my favorite player of all time, Dan Marino. I don't know if you remember, maybe about 15 years back or something like that, they came out with this technology that they first deployed it was like a hologram for Tupac. They would put Tupac on stage as a hologram, and, you know, they were supposedly wanted to make money, you know, having him on stage performing, but it was obviously a hologram. Well, Dan Marino invested in the company that made these things, and I think he put about $5 or $6 million in that, and they were in bankruptcy in about a year. So he
wow.
That $5 million for a retired player is a lot of money. So obviously Marino's made some comebacks. You know, he's made some money. He's back with the team as a consultant, and I'm sure he's doing okay. Maybe he made some right investments that got him back into the right place. But yeah, look, it happens. When you have money like that, you believe in something, it just might not be the right thing to do, but it happens for sure. Hey, I got one for you. It's digging a little deep. I want to hear if you remember this. Now, it's not much more of a bum, more so of a joke, but do you remember the name Sid Finch?
I've heard of the name, but I don't know.
Sid Finch was actually a name that was made up by a sports writer, and it had the New York Mets fans believing that this guy was a pitcher in the farm system that threw 168 miles an hour. And these people actually were calling in, trying to get him up, to get him called up to see what was going on. And the Mets obviously realized that this was just a hoax. So they actually had to make an announcement that he retired, just to get everybody to kind of shh, But, that was a pretty crazy story. It was it got pretty popular there for a while. I don't know if you remember that back in 1985.
Yeah,
created by a writer.
Yeah, I was a lot younger then, but I kind of do remember it a little bit. I got one for you here. This guy, I think, could have been one of the best, greatest athletes in the NFL, and he blew it. Just passed about 3 years ago. He was involved in a situation with his girlfriend. And with a gun and a domestic argument here in Pittsburgh. He lives over at the Heinz Lofts over on the north side of Pittsburgh, and that's Terrell Pryor. He came out of Aliquippa. He was one of the great players that come out of Western Pennsylvania. And then all of a sudden he got into some criminal activity and just kept his career went down the toilet. I do remember the big run that he had when he was with the Joplin Raiders, I used to call them. when he was with the Oakland Raiders against the Steelers, one of the longest runs from scrimmage against the Steelers defense. What do you think of Terrell Pryor?
Well, I loved him at Ohio State. You know, I thought he was a phenomenal quarterback in college. Yeah, he just didn't really pan out at all. You know, kind of similar story to other other Ohio State great quarterbacks. It's just, you know what, like I say, it happens a lot. You know, these quarterbacks coming out of college, they're just so highly touted and they look so good in college, but people tend to forget that these teams are so stacked on their offensive line. They've got weapons all over the place that a lot of times they make the NFL as well. So I always feel like you don't get a real true viewing of these quarterbacks and what they're capable of because they have so much talent around them already. And when they get to a team that drafts them high and it's usually a bad team, you kind of get to really get an understanding of, oh, man, maybe these kids, you know, weren't coachable or they just didn't have the talent that we thought they did because of the talent that surrounded them in college. That's why I believe the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Floridas, you know, a lot of these teams, they just weren't able to produce good quarterbacks ready for the league because, like I said, they just had so much talent around them in college, we didn't get a real view of what they were capable of. I got a big bum for you. This has always been one of my favorites over the years, obviously because I think it was such a blunder. 2003 draft, Detroit Pistons, number two pick. They picked Darko Milicic right after LeBron James. Now, obviously, if you remember at the time, the Pistons were in the runs for the NBA Finals. They had just come off a championship run. You know, they were still doing their thing. They had Tayshaun Prince at the three, you know, and that's why they passed on Carmelo Anthony because they thought they just didn't need him. That's why I'm a firm believer in situations like that, especially when you're such a good team. Instead of trying to go after a position player, you need to pick the best available. Imagine Carmelo Anthony coming off the bench in his first couple of years for the Detroit Pistons. You're telling me they don't win a few more championships? Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, who knows? Who knows? A lot of stuff like that happens all the time. Obviously, another bum in that sort of realm, remember Sam Bowie was picked Jordan. You know, obviously the Blazers picked him because they felt like they already had a two-guard in Clyde Drexler, so they didn't really need a Michael Jordan. Imagine that team with Clyde and Michael Jordan. You know, it's,
absolutely.
Those big what-ifs, for sure.
Wow. Oh, absolutely. You know it. These days, Avi, I really don't get into the NBA, but I'm going to start getting back into it a little bit because what's your thoughts on the championship this year?
Oh, well, I'm a diehard Heat fan, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's a good matchup. Obviously, you know, Denver's up 3-1, so it's going to be a little tough for the Heat to come back. But you know what? With the right coaching and the right game plan, I think they can really get back into the things here. But I'll tell you what. Jokic is a man among boys, it seems, with this in this league right now. I mean, this guy is just – he can do it all. He's a phenomenal player. The guy just seems not to miss. No matter what he does around that rim, he just does not seem to miss. And they really – it seems like they don't have an answer for him. And he's got such a great team surrounding. They play such great team ball. They're really making it look easy. And – we'll see what happens. You know, the Heat, when I look at the Heat, I don't necessarily, you know, when I look at teams that are on the brink of winning an NBA championship, I look at them and I see, you know, I look at their roster and I say in and out. I say, oh, man, you know, at the end of the day, when teams win a championship and you look at their team, like, okay, I can see it. I can understand how these teams are championship pedigree, how they won the championship. They just got players all over the place. They got such a deep roster. They can get it done. You know what? I believe the same thing about the Heat, but I just don't look at them and say, man, this is just a guaranteed winning championship team. But yet they're still hanging around with the Denver Nuggets, who absolutely are loaded at every position. They work so well together to get it done. It's just really amazing to watch. So if Denver ends up winning the championship, I think everyone will get a more of an understanding and really get to see why they're so deserving of what they had achieved. So we'll see. But, no, you know what? I think there's not another team in the NBA that has a better opportunity and a better chance to match up against Denver. I don't think anyone else has that type of team or the defense that can match up against Denver. So if there was any one team that's deserving so to get an opportunity to beat Denver in the NBA Finals, I think it's Miami. So,
what about the Florida Panthers real quick, Avi? We have about 5 minutes left in the show. What's your thoughts on their being in the Stanley Cup at all, and now they're down against the Vegas Golden Knights? What do you think?
Well, they're only down 2-1, and they have finally came back to Florida, so they had a chance there. It was a must-win in Florida, back in Florida. It is also the first time the Florida Panthers actually got a win in the Stanley Cup. This is their second appearance in the Stanley Cup. The first appearance was in 1996 against the Avalanche, where they were swept. So this is actually their first time they actually won a game. It's been a very, very interesting series. Obviously, the first game, real close until about the third quarter, when Vegas just pulled away, ended up winning that 5-2. Second game was an absolute just massacre. Vegas looks to be really running the ice and just really just taking advantage of where they're stronger. But I think the Panthers have dug really deep, and they're not going to just give up. You know, it's a 2-1 series now. We got one more game here in Florida, and so I believe we're going back to Vegas. So it'll be real interesting to see if Florida can come back and do this. I know they're a real hungry, real scrappy team. Obviously, it's been a really aggressive series between the two. They do not like each other at all. So, I'm not counting out the Panthers at all yet. The 2-1 series, anything can happen. It's hockey. So we'll see. I'm definitely real proud to see what the Panthers have done to get here. You know, obviously, it's been a long time since they've been here. This is both teams' second appearance in the Stanley Cups. As you all know, Vegas became a team in 2017, was already in the Stanley Cup by 2018, and in the last, I believe since then, this is their second Stanley Cup appearance. Both teams haven't won, so obviously this will be the first championship Stanley Cup for either team, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Okay, Mark Mancini's back, our producer, fine producer down in Los Angeles. We have 367 people listening in this morning. Mark, what kind of comments or anything you have to add?
Well, we got a lot of them. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Massachusetts, says, guys, keep up the great work. I love the show. Nice to see Avi back in. What's Joe been doing these days? Is he on assignment? Yeah, he's out there. Dalen, I'm glad you guys are listening. Lance from Pensacola, Florida, coming through, saying hi to everybody, saying, man, you guys up early on the West Coast, tuning in. This is a great, man. Keep up the good work. Congratulations to you, Ralph, with Beaver County Radio, he says. And he said, it's
Thank
nice
you.
To see everything going good. Yeah, a lot of things going on. We're down to the last minute and a half. Albert from Poway coming through. And it's just amazing. Avi, as I give it over to you, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And, we can't wait to see you back next week.
Awesome. Well, it's always a pleasure. I really love coming on with you, Mark. You're a great guy. You always looked out for me in every kind of way possible, so I love that. Thank you very much. If you want to get a hold of me, guys, you can, not too hard. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Avi Greenwald, or you can get me on Twitter. It's Greenwald_Avi, or you can email me if you want to have a little chat. We can figure out a way to talk. You know, I'm always down to talk a little sports, whatever you want to. It's at greenwaldavl@gmail.com. So, I'm kind of new into this whole world. Trying to get my things going, and I appreciate it, like I said, having me and taking me under your wing. So, I look forward to the next opportunity. So thank you again.
Well, money comes and goes. Relationships are priceless, and you just hold everybody accountable. You communicate. You got character, integrity, and that's the key. And, when I look at bringing guys aboard or anything like that, or everybody needed a lift, and, that's what it comes down to these days. You know, God drives the bus. I've always said that, and we'll continue to have that. We don't change. Money will never change us. Ralph, as I give it over to you, the congrats go in order as well. The sponsorship coming through, the Beaver County Radio, the listeners are starting to notice that now, what's going on with you and the great wife that supports you dearly. I can't wait to do this again with next week with you, with all three, the Tampa coming through and Pittsburgh back in the internal bum as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to say as well, like Avi has, it's great to be part of working with you, Mark. It's been a pleasure, and it's always going to be a pleasure working with you as well. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, also Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and also my YouTube channel. You can watch some of my archives of shows that I'm doing. All right, Mark, we can wrap it up here for the External Bum, and we'll see everybody next Saturday morning, 9:30 a.m. sharp, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and have a great day.
Well, Ralph said it best, and for Avi out there in South Florida, go Heat. For Ralph Williams out there in Pittsburgh, go Pirates as they try to put the Mets down 8 in a row. And I'll be signing off in Los Angeles. Tell all your friends. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Stay tuned at the bottom of the hour. Doc Talk Podcast. Greg Roscoe, Matt Maricello will be coming out of Pittsburgh. Till next week, have a blessed one, guys. We love you.
Take it easy.